Lestroso, no longer bipolar. How I healed from bipolar disorder at 50. By reprogramming my mind. Introduction by Saverio Munnapalli. My name is Saverio Munnapalli. I am an inventor, singer, actor, and musician. A versatile artist, yes, but also a man who has traversed silent and invisible abysses. For years, I have lived with bipolar disorder, a condition as complex as it is invisible, that has followed me like a faithful yet cruel shadow. In this book, you will find no magic formulas, nor advice from a manual. You will find my story, true, raw, sometimes painful, but authentic, a testimony lived on my skin, a journey that has led me after years of depressive relapses and severe, wrenching moments to true healing, profound and deep. I reached this milestone at the age of 50. And no, it was not a miracle. It was a journey of self-work. Immense, daily, persistent. It wasn't just about enduring, but about taking control of my mind, rewriting its programs, freeing them from toxic beliefs and self-destructive patterns. My healing was not solely medical, although medication, at certain times, proved indispensable. Above all, it was an act of awareness, a patience, of inner listening. I learned to observe my thoughts, not to identify with them, and to let them go. I learned to reprogram my mind, gradually introducing new, healthy, and positive thoughts. It wasn't easy. It wasn't immediate. But it was possible. This is the good news I want to share with you, reader. Healing is possible. Even when it feels too late. Even when everything seems lost. I write this book for those who, like me, have walked through darkness. For those who feel alone amidst the inner storm. For those who believe no one can truly understand what it means to swing between euphoria and despair within days. I understand you, and I want to tell you that you are not alone. In these pages, I recount how I found my way out of the labyrinth, not as a doctor, but as a human being, with all the fragility and strength that this entails. Healing was not a straight line. I had relapses, crises, moments when I thought I couldn't hold on. But each time I learned something, and step by step I was reborn. Today, I live without mental chains, taking very few medications, with a serenity I never thought possible. My mind has become a garden, no longer a prison, and I want to share with you how I accomplished this. Welcome to my journey. Saverio Munnapalli. Characters. Obviously me, my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, my Uncle Paolo, Aunt Maria Grazia, and my entire family. Friends. Luca P., Fabrizio T., Costantino M., who are software programmers and also skilled in building hardware, Marco P., a childhood scout friend, an adopted electronic uncle from Turin, my aunt, cousins, and many others. Introduction. Hello. My name is Saverio Munnapalli. I was born on November 30, 1973 in Busto Arsizio, in the province of Varese, Italy. In the art world, I have gone by the name Lestroso. My story is very complicated, but also at times funny, sometimes negative or depressive. Sometimes I jump from one topic to another with no apparent connection. I apologize in advance if this might be bothersome. With this book, you will share many laughs. I want to tell you how I managed to overcome my bipolar disorder, which, in fact, this illness doesn't really exist. In truth, doctors and my parents always gave me medicine to calm me down, to stop my untamed, impetuous energy, which for me was not being myself. The medication altered my brain, artificially containing my emotions, my feelings, and my way of acting and interacting with the outside world. My first hospitalization in SPDC, Psychiatric Service for Diagnosis and Care, was in 1994, and it was a truly hard blow for me because I didn't understand the nature of my problem. In reality, it was something personal, not bipolar disorder, but simply that I couldn't manage my emotions, so I ended up making a mess of things.